This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. TikTok, it's not just for viral dance routines performed by teens. It's also for dance moves invented by scientists right in the lab. Our next guest has found success on TikTok with her educational videos, as well as her entertaining posts, including one that features dance moves invented during late nights at the lab, like the spray it down, the pipette jab, and the conical tube shake. Lena Vincent is a PhD candidate and NASA Finest Fellow studying astrobiology and prebiotic chemistry in the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery. She's also a passionate science communicator with more than 40,000 followers on TikTok. Lena, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, before we get to the TikTok and the dancing, I want to talk about your field of work. All you're doing is trying to figure out, you know, how life started on Earth and could start on other planets. A big question. Tell us a little more about how we try to figure that out.
Yeah, so the science dedicated to answering those questions is called astrobiology, which is defined as the study of the origins, distribution, and future of life in the universe. So astrobiologists use experiments and simulations to try to answer those questions of how life got started on this planet, whether it exists on other worlds, and if it does, how we go about detecting it.
One question that I think you've answered from a viewer on TikTok, is there something special about our planet Earth here that makes us unique in being able to produce life? Or is it thought that maybe there's a lot of other planets that could have the same conditions?
So the short answer to that is we don't know. So we only have one example of a planet that can sustain life and one example of life, meaning the example of life here on Earth that shares a common evolutionary history. And until we have another example, either if we find it on another world or we're able to synthesize it in a laboratory, we won't really be able to say with any kind of certainty whether there's only one type of life possible and only one set of conditions, be that combinations of a host star and a planet and the properties of those planets that sustain life. So we just don't know at this point.
Now, these are big questions, and it's plenty to keep you busy as a researcher. What inspired you to want to go out, though, on social media, TikTok, and elsewhere, and try to share a lot of this with members of the public?
Yeah, so the origin story for my TikTok science communication is kind of funny. So I downloaded the app last year around the same time a lot of other people were at the height of the pandemic, just to disconnect and have fun and consume some entertaining TikTok comedy. But it wasn't until fairly recently that I discovered this new side of TikTok that I hadn't really seen before, this kind of learn on TikTok movement, where creators were sharing educational content, be that, you know, how to use different photo editing software, making a budget, and then, of course, science content and science communication. And I don't really know what pushed me to kind of throw my hat in, but what's funny is my first video that I ever posted had nothing to do with astrobiology. It was actually a tutorial on how to use PowerPoint to deliver effective presentations. And that blew up. And then a few weeks later, I was like, you know, I wonder if I should start talking about my science, whether there'd be interest. And sure enough, there was. And so I kind of transitioned into more science content. And yeah, here I am.
And 40,000 plus followers and counting now. So there is interest. And looking at some of your videos now, it's kind of self-sustaining. People are sending you questions that they're hoping you'll tackle on TikTok.
Absolutely. I mean, I am certainly not going to be running out of content pretty much anytime soon. I have a few ongoing series, including, you know, discussing different alternatives to the kind of life we have here, kind of speculating about different forms of alien life, talking about the origin of life. And there are just endless questions and endless areas to explore, which has been super fun.
We're talking to Lena Vincent, PhD candidate at the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery, studying astrobiology, and a science communicator, having a lot of success explaining some of these concepts on TikTok. Well, you mentioned speculative alien life. You've got a series you call, this is a new one, I think, Astrobiologist Rates Aliens, where you look at movie aliens. I don't want to give a listen to one of them now. You rate the aliens in the movie Arrival. Here's a listen.
If I had to nitpick, I would say that it does still kind of look human. That top part at least looks like a torso. But all in all, I think the creators did a really good job coming up with something that was intimidating, really cool looking, and yet somewhat recognizable. So I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Next up is plausibility. Now, we don't know very much about the biology and physiology of the heptapods. The only thing we know for sure is that they don't ever come down to the Earth's surface. They stay in orbit. And what we see on the screen is actually their equivalent of an AV system that they use to interact with humans. So we could take that to mean that they don't come down because their physiology is not compatible with Earth conditions.
Now, I love these. I watched a few of these, Lena, and I like it because you're not just there to, you know, debunk and scold people for getting it wrong. You want to kind of meet them halfway for creativity and plausibility. What got you started rating movie aliens?
So I've always dreamt of making a series like this. I was inspired by a kind of YouTube series by Wired, where they have experts react to different, you know, film and TV depictions. Things like, you know, linguists react to different accents and languages. But then I also, you know, for my TikTok content, was trying to think of how I could diversify the points of entry. So what would get people interested in astrobiology, and the kind of low-hanging fruit were alien depictions in mass media. So I thought it would be a fun way to kind of alert people to the fact that this is an actual area of science. And these are the kinds of things we can speculate about or be critical of with that area of expertise. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good conversation starter, right? I mean, how plausible is this feature of the alien? Why are these aliens just humans with different hairstyles? That's more of the early days of Star Trek, I think. Do you find that gets a lot of response from people and gets them talking and thinking?
Oh, absolutely. And honestly, the main response is, you know, wanting me to rate more aliens. And I think the way that those videos are broken down, you know, separating plausibility from coolness, especially, is giving a lot of fuel for conversation, you know, about how the limits of plausibility in creating entertainment value, you know, so just because something isn't scientifically plausible necessarily doesn't make it any less cool. So that's the fun thing about all that.
Yeah. Oh, and I said movies. You've also done video games. You've got a lot of material to work with there that could keep you
right.
Busy for a while. Now, I got to ask, I open up by mentioning your lab-related dance moves. You've got a lot of videos, or a few videos at least, showing different lab-inspired moves. Tell us about some of those, please.
Yeah. So, you know, in addition to the more educational content where, you know, I kind of sit and talk about stuff. I also definitely hop on trends to stay relevant, and I try to adapt them so that they end up having something to do with science or astrobiology, just kind of as a fun way to, you know, show that I'm a person that is more than just a scientist, you know, as a job. And so, yeah, a hit was these kind of lab dance moves. So.
Yeah, I think my favorite one was, did I shut the refrigerator door or the freezer door or something like that? So it's like lunge out, lunge back. And that sounds like my daily life, actually, not just lab work. So why is communicating scientific concepts with the public such an important part of your work for you?
Yeah, you know, so science communication is kind of a non-negotiable for scientists, and really cultivating those skills is valuable for a lot of reasons. I mean, one is being able to communicate and share the value and impact of science really is crucial. Science is not done in a vacuum. It's not done in isolation. And people need to understand what we're doing and what our discoveries mean for them to mean something. But I think one unexpected benefit from communicating science that I've really come to appreciate through TikTok is that communicating science is the way to get people excited about your science. And when other people are excited with you, there's no greater motivator to keep doing that science. You know, so doing science is hard, especially as a grad student. So if you can get other people excited and passionate with you and kind of advocate for you and keep you going, I think that everyone can benefit from that.
Now, a lot of science is fairly complicated stuff. How do you try to set the right tone for your public audience in terms of how complex you get into the things you cover?
Yeah, and that's a really great question. And it's particularly important with TikTok, where it's these very brief videos, you know, of maximum 3 minutes, which is an extra challenge for science communication. But what I found, the recipe that works, if there is a recipe, is keeping it relatable, finding points of common ground. You know, technical depth is great, and that's the temptation of scientists, but often what works best is going in just enough depth to get people interested and making them care about the subject. And there's always room for technical depth later, but particularly with TikTok, it's about hooking an audience and making it relevant.
So what is next for your social media empire now? What do you have your eye on in the future?
You know, we'll see. I would love to keep doing this to maybe expand to other platforms like YouTube, where I can create longer form content. But mostly the rule I'm going to be sticking by is listening to my audience and seeing what they want me to do. So that's the immediate plan.
Do you take requests for
absolutely
alien.
Absolutely. All I would say, you know, 80% of my channel is in response to requests.
My request, I saw a movie when I was a kid called, I think it was Terror Island, where there are these silicon-based blob creatures. I'd love to see your read on that someday. I remember it being a good movie, so it might be worth your time.
And it sounds like I will have a lot to say about it.
Excellent.
So you got it.
Lena, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
Lena Vincent is a PhD candidate and NASA Finest Fellow studying astrobiology and prebiotic chemistry at the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery. She's also a science communicator with more than 40,000 followers on TikTok. You can find her there at Charm Quarks. That's Charm, Q-U-A-R-K-Z. Maybe you can request your own alien. I don't know.